This SSL shall fill all. I see all this one except 50 computer. Okay, so there is no 50 computer. Oh yeah. It says SSL shall fill all. Le sapia benisim beniflois. Shenasu la bisenu benitzrayim. The little Hamish also beneath Shenema, Zocher, Sayim, Azea, Shayotsesem, Mitzrayim, Mushenema, Zocher, Sayim, Hashabas. Now, this is a very strange lotion in the Rambam. Now, according to the Rambam, so the mitzvah of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim is implicit in the posse of Zocher Asayim Azeh Asher Yotzosem Mitzrayim. Not Rimantisker Shintischo Me'az Mitzrayim Kol Dini Chayecho. U'minayin Shebleil Chamish Oso Talmudim Ha'yigad Lich V'yahu Le'im Abav Zeh Bisho Sheish Matzo Mo'ar Ufanecho. So, but the question is, why does the Rambam have to say Mitzvah shall tell his upper benissim in Floyds, Shenasu Abisenu Mitzrayim, the little Hamishosum Nissen, Shenema Zocher Sayima the Shitosum Mitzrayim. Finished. Why does the Rambam have to say Mushenema Zocher Sima Shabbos? What is it? The Rambam is making his own Yalfuse. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. Such a Yalfusi. And why do we have to resort to Yalfusi? The traditional mikro. Zocher asayim azeh asher yisosim mitzrayim. Rambam says, Mushenema zocher asayim ha-shavos. What's the significance of this expression? And suppose the Torah had not mentioned zocher asayim ha-shavos likache, so there wouldn't be mitzvah of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Torah says, Zocher Asayim Azeh Asher Yisosem Mitzrayim. So, Mechuyev to be Misapri Tzias Mitzrayim, Kmo Yishenema Zocher Asayim HaShabbos. What's the meaning of that? Doesn't it make sense on the surface? But I think, now various explanations are mentioned. So, I think that the Pshat in the Rambam is very simple. There are two kinds of schiras in the Torah. We have many schiras. Zocher is Hashoso Hamolik. We have Miriam. Zocher is Hashoso Hashem. Ekechol Miriam. Baderah B'tisra Mitzrayim. You have in the Siddur, you have the Sheish schiras. And if you have the Siddur Agor, so you have more than Sheish schiras. In the regular Siddur, you only have Sheish Schiras. Now, what Sheish? Now, one is Zocher Sim HaShabbos Lekache, the Mantiske Sim Tischo Me'az Mitzrayim Kul Mechayecho, so it's two, Zocher Shoso HaMolek is three, and Zocher is HaShoso HaDishan Lekachol Miriam Badaz Yisrayim is four, and then Yishom Lechol Shmanav Shchumei Pentishkach is five, and Bizacharto, Bizacharto is Shem Lekechol Kuhanis Nochol Kiyach Las Yisroel is six. But the Goyen has eight Schiras. So there are many Schiras. The Siddur HaGor has eight Schiras. So there are many Schiras. And the reason is why these Schiras are mentioned in the Siddur, because there is a Shite in respect to each schira that you have to say it every day. We have to say there is such a shita. Everything has its mazel. So let's say Parshas Zocher is a big bal mazel, Parshas Zocher, big bal mazel. I mean, what people carry on with Parshas Zocher, I mean, a big bal mazel. Why? Because Teisva says that Parshas Zocher is the rice. The Shchunoch Paskus like that. But the Pshat is not that Parshas Zocher is the rice. You must Hier the Kriyas Torah of Parshas Zohar Davki in the Shabbos before Purim. While the Torah emphasizes Davki in Shabbos before Purim. So the Shittas Rishonim is the Reise means is the Reise once in the cycle of the Kriya. Cycle of the Kriya, so at one time, so there were two minogi. One cycle was Marove and Bovel, and Marove once in 3 years, so they completed the cycle in 3 years. In Bovel, they completed the cycle each year. Today, it's universally true that we complete the cycle of the Torah in 1 year. So, Mele, according to the Chinuch, there is a chiyuv to hear Parshas Zohar min haTorah once a year, once in the cycle of Kriyas haTorah, once a year. But if he hears it in Parshas Kiseite, he's Yetzer L'Reis. And the Mogen Avrom says, if he hears Vayovi Amolek and Purim, he's also Mikayim L'Reis. So that goes without saying that there is no chiyuv L'Reis. There is no chiyuv deraisa to hear Parshas Zohar, to hear Parshas Zohar, on the Shabbos before Purim. But the Shulchan Aruch says that those who live in a village so should be makpid on Parshas Zohar and Parshas Poro to move to the city because it's deraisa. So it doesn't mean it's deraisa after the Shabbos. But since sometimes there is a chiyuv deraisa, there is a chiyuv deraisa to hear it once a year, once in the cycle of the kriya, and that chiyuv deraisa is a chiyuv that is incumbent upon each and every yochid, upon each and every yochid, not just upon the tzibur. Some mele call the tikkun rabbonon kin deraisa tikkun. So even the Rabbonon of reading Parshas Zohar and the Parsha before Purim, which is definitely in the Rabbonon, but came the Reise Tikkun, just as the Reise is a chiyuv that is incumbent upon each and every yochid, not like the regular Kriyas haTorah. So the Ramban Milchomes, Milchames in Megillah, Davov says that it's only a mitzvah incumbent upon the tzibur, not upon yochid, but the chiyuv of zocheya with the reise once in a year, once in the cycle of Kriyas haTorah, so is a chiyuv incumbent upon each and every yochid, so that the rabbonon of zocheya to read zocheya davke the Shabbos before Purim is also a chiyuv incumbent upon every yochid. And the same thing is true of Poro, because Poro is Reise. But there is a Gemara in Yume Davdalet, in respect to the Posik in Vayikro Ches, Posik Lamedalet. So, in connection with Meluim, it says, the Shivas Yimei Meluim, Umi Pesach Yomei Doiseitsu Shivas Yomi Mad Yen Mireis Yimei Mureichem, Ki Shivas Yomi Yimale Yesetchem. So there's a loche at the time of the Hanukkah's Hamishkan, so Aaron Bonov had to be confined for 7 days, and the same aloche applies to the days Ligabi the King Godu and Yom Kippuri. So there's the first Mishnah Yume Shiva Shomim Kirin Makipuri Makrishinski Godu Lishkas Palhedri, and the same thing applies to the Kehen who is involved in the Srefas Aporo. In the Asiyas Mechatos. So let's say 7 pores were made, prepared one poro was prepared by Moshe Rabbeinu, and then one by Ezra, and seven between Ezra and Chum by Sheni, and the Neis HaMashiach. So again, there will be the preparation of Eifa Chatos. So the Mishnah Poro says that the Kehen was Osuk in the Asiyas Eifa Poro, so also had to be confined for 7 days. So, and it's in the Raise, we learn it out, Kasher Oso Bayim Azeh Tzivo Ad Hashem La'asis Lechaper Aleichem. So the Gemara in Yumed Abdallah says, Kasher Oso Bayim Azeh Tzivo Ad Hashem La'asis Zeh Ma'asih Poro Lechaper Aleichem Zeh Yom HaKippur. So there was a chiyuv midraise of confinement for the King Godel before Yom Kippur, and there was a chiyuv midraise for the Kohen was engaged in the Mechatos, in the Eifa Poro, to be confined for 7 days, the Gemara in Yumed Abdalet also says says in Vayikro, again in the Parashas Meluim, in Vayikro, Vayikro Ches, Posik Hei, Vayim HaMeish Eloido Zeh Adovar Asher Tziva Ad Hashem La'asis, Afilu Dibo Mati. That means that in the Shivas Yimei HaMeluim, so Aaron Bonov had to read the parish of Meluim, had to read the parish of Meluim. Now, so Memele, since the Gemara says, Kasharosa Bayim Azeh Tziva Hashem La'asis L'chaper Aleichem, La'asis Yom Ma'isipor L'chaper Aleichem, Zeh Yom HaKippurim, they just as in the Meluim, there was a chiyuv to read the parish of Meluim. So also in the Asiyas HaPoro, Eifa Poro, there was a chiyuv midraise for each and every Jew to read Parshas Poro. So there was a time when there was a chiyuv, one every Jew was mechuyev midraise to read Parshas Poro, whenever the Eifa Poro was made. And that nine times it happened, 10th time the Meis HaMashiach. So because of that, called the Tikkun Rabbonon King, the Reise Tikkun, so the Chachomim Omri Sakein, that every Jew is mechuyev to read, to hear the Kriyas HaTorah of Parshas Poro on the Shabbos after Purim. Because it's Somuch Shleisho Yomim Kedem HaPesach, Yishiyah Lemidershin, Pesach, Shleishim Yomim Kedem HaPesach, and every Jew, his manabais had to be toer, because he had to be makri, become pesach. So because of that, the chachomim misakein, that every Jew is mechuyev to hear the parasha of Poro on the Shabbos after Purim. But that's not me, I say. That's me, the Rabbanon. So what does stasis mean when it says it's the Raise? It has a basis, me, the Raise. When was it me, the Raise? At the time when the Eifa Poro was prepared for Taras Meisi, so then was Midraise. So Midraise called Tikkun Rabbonon King, Midraise Tikkun. Just as that the Raise was a chiyuv incumbent upon every Yochid, not like the Kriyas HaTorah in general, which is a chiyuv on the Tzibur. So this Midraise Rabbonon is also a chiyuv incumbent upon every Yochid. So Midraise, those who live in a village, they have no heter not to come to the town and hear Kriyas HaTorah, because it's a chiyuv and the Aver Yochid, so they have to move to the town. This is what it means. But no one said that there is a chiyuv to hear Kriyas HaTorah Parshas Zocher, Parshas Zocher, Minatorah, after the Shabbos. the Shabbos before Purim. But still, it's a big mazel, Parshas Zohar. Everybody is Zoya, I mean, and women, I mean, Zoya so much, I mean, Zoya so much in that. So, and all kinds of accommodations are made. I mean, but there is a Shittes HaRishonim that every Jew is mechuyev to recite all these schiras every day in the eyes. Shittes HaRishonim, who cares about it? Even though it's in the Siddur, no one does it. No one does it. So, the other schiras are not Baal Mazel. Parshas Zohar is a Baal Mazel. Hakel told the Mazel, after the Sifatir Shebehechel. I mean, but other mitzvahs are not Baal Mazel. I mean, the biggest mazel of all the mitzvahs at all is Lishasek HaMonach. It's the biggest shlim mazel. I mean, no one cares about Shabbos. I mean, everybody is clamoring for an Erev, everywhere. An Erev, everywhere. I mean, but how about the Shittes HaRishonim that it's a Nisa the Raise? No one cares about it. There's no mazel. Parshas Zohar is about mazel. And Lishasek HaMonach is a shlim mazel. What can I do? So Hakil told the mazel after the Sivatir Shadeh. So anyway, so we have two types of schiras. We have one type of schira where the mitzvah consists in reciting a certain parasha of the Torah, like Zohar is Hashoshal Hamol. So one couldn't be nikayim the mitzvah of Zohar is Hashoshal Hamol by delivering a speech about Amalek. No matter how effective and glorious the speech is, if he doesn't recite the psukim, dealing with Amalek is not the kind of mitzvah. It's not the kind of mitzvah. So that's one type of schir. Machin king, there's another type of schir, like Kiddush Hayom and Shabbos. So do we have to mention any psukim in the Kiddush? We don't mention any psukim. I mean, Hasidim have a minute that in the Kiddush of the morning they mention psukim Zohar Mashab Rekach. Only in the Kiddush in the morning. Why? Because out of sympathy, you know, for the Kiddush of the morning, you know, because after all, there is no special bracha, just there at Priya Geffen. So in order to compensate, you know, the poor Kiddush in the morning, there's no bracha. So they say, so, I mean, we don't have that meaning, but Hasidim, I mean, it's, to them, it's really Kiddush Rabbe, you see. Like this, the Kiddush in the morning is called Kiddush Rabbe. So many Rishonim say that Kiddush Rabbe is Loshon Sagenor, it's a euphemistic expression. It means just the opposite. In other words, it means not Kiddush Rabbe, it means Kiddush Zute. Can't insult the Kiddush in the morning, so we call him Kiddush Rabbe. It's a euphemism. But the Hasidim are very, because of Pikabole, so they say that the Kiddush in the morning is of greater significance than the Kiddush at night. And to them, Kiddush Rabbe is not the way some Rishonim explain it's Loshon Sagenor, but it's real. But the Danshka Sagdil were not misakin any special bracha, just Birei Priya Geffen. So in Meile, they have a whole Nusach. But, so there, they recite certain psukim. But the Kiddush at night, so what Anshik Nesarilo or Misakim, the Nusach of the Bracha, we don't recite any psukim from the Torah. But that's also a mitzvah of Sechira. So that's another type of Sechira. Unlike the Sechira represented by Zohar HaShoshal HaMolik, that involves the recitation of a certain parasha, a certain psukim of the Torah in connection with Amalek. So here it's a mitzvah of schire, of making reference to the Gdushas Hayim of Shabbos. in your own words, in your own language. So the question is this: the mitzvah zocher l'sayim azeh, zocher l'sayim azeh asher yitzosim Mitzrayim, which implies a chiyuv to be misapir b'tzias Mitzrayim. What's the essence of that mitzvah? Is it analogous to the mitzvah of zocher l'sayim asher l'chamolik, which represents the prototype of Sphira, of reciting the parasha in the Torah? Or it's analogous to the mitzvah of Sechira represented by mitzvah of Kiddush, of Zochar Sima Shabbos Lekachi, which does not involve the recitation of the parasha of Sechira. You don't have to recite any Sechira, nothing. So this is what the Rambam means. The Rambam says, Mitzvah shel Torah lisapir b'nisim b'nifloyis shenasu la'avisenu b'mitzrayim b'leil chamish osa b'nisim. שנאמר זוכר סיים הזה אשר יצוס במצרים כמו שנאמר זוכר סיים השבוס. In other words, why does he have to mention כמו שנאמר זוכר סיים השבוס? The Rambam wants to emphasize that we shouldn't think that the mitzvah of זוכר סיים הזה אשר יצוס במצרים is a mitzvah analogous to the mitzvah of זוכר אשר יצוס במצרים, which implies an obligation to recite the parish of Amalek, not just to talk about Amalek. You can talk about Amalek for 24 hours and you will not be behind the mitzvah if you don't recite the parish of Amalek. And if you recite the parish of Amalek, you don't have to say one word more. So that's one type of mitzvah of Schirei. And then another type of mitzvah of Schirei is like Zocher Esyim HaShabos Kiddush. So there we don't recite any parasha, we just say Brochet. In our own words, all right, Anshik Nesak Deilo or Misakin Nusach. But in the Raise, there is no special Nusach. Anyone in his own language can be Zocher Esyim HaShabos. So the question is, Zocher Esyim HaZeh Asher Yitzos Mitzrayim, is it analogous to Zocher Sashos Lachamolek, or it's analogous to the mitzvah of Kiddush? So the Rambam says, Moishenema Zocher Esim HaShabbos. In other words, it doesn't consist in reciting the parashah dealing with Yitzias Mitzrayim. But you have to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, because Ma'abar is a Mishubach, so there is a minimum. But there are no psukim that we have to recite. This is what Rambam is. I think that's the plain pshat Rambam. Uminayin shebelil chamisha osot. Talmud leimah v'igaduzo libincho v'ayinahu leimeir v'avuze b'isho sheyishmatzo umor menochem v'panecho. So that's a raya. I once mentioned it, but I'll repeat it again because now it's relevant. So, me Yochem Rishchaydesh, I mean there's a Lashon of Agodah, but that's in the Chilt. Yochem Rishchaydesh, Talmulim Abayim Ahu. Only because there is Gzeres HaKosuv Bayim Ahu. But if there hadn't been Gzeres HaKosuv Bayim Ahu, I would say that the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim is Rishchaydesh Nisim. Meichat is Rishchaydesh Nisim. What's the Yichas of Rishchaydesh Nisim? Why is Shredish Nissen? Why not the Shredish Oda? So the Pshat is, I mean, there's a plain Pshat. Because what is the greatest importance of Yitzias Mitzrayim? So the Rambam says that in Aloche will soon reach it. Hopefully. In the Halacha Beis, mitzvah l'idia l'ivonim v'afil lo yishu'al shenema'a v'igaritza l'bincho l'vidaiti shal ben o v'filamde k'i tzad imo yokotno y'tipeish Emalei Bni Kolomo Yinavodim Kmoishif Hosu, Kmoyebeze, Mitzraim or Lailaze, Podai Sarakhodi Bohu, Vayitzein Lechaos. Yitzein Lechaos. Vimoya Ben Godel Vichochom. מודיעי מה שאיר עלינו במצרים וניסים שנעשו לנו על דמי שרבינו הכל חידי תשלפת. So if the child is very small, very young, or he's not very smart, so then, and he's incapable of understanding the concept of שיבוט רוחני and then Gula Ruchani is incapable. So that but he's capable of understanding the significance of a Gula Gashmis that he understands. So we should point out to him, listen, you know what? We the Jews were slaves like the black people before Lincoln. I mean there's the way, I mean all the modern rabbis enlighten the people, you know, on the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim. As a matter of fact, there is one modern agoda that was published by a group of modern rabbis consisting, you know, of the three branches, the three denominations, conservative, reform, Adrat. So, and there it has a discussion of Yetzias Mitzrayim and also a discussion of the Shibut of the black people and the liberation, I mean, by Lincoln, I mean, the Chodem Achde together, you see. So if the son is a Benti Pesh, who is incapable of understanding the significance of Gula Ruchanis, so you should be after him Chas Yishon. So you have to explain to him in those terms. So you have to say, we have to say, so im hoyo kotno tipeish, emelei bni kolonu oyani yoyin avodim, kmoi shifrazu, kmoi ebeze, just like the black people before the Civil War, b'mitzrayim uvelayla aze, podo yison akudish boch vayitzin lechirus, v'im hoya ben godu v'chochom, moi diei mashir elonu b'mitzrayim, Binisim Shenasolon al Mesh Rabbeinu Haki Ufidaiti Shalbet. So that means, Mitchilo Yidea Dizoro Yaviseinu Vachsha Kabonam Lopon Rabidose, and so on. So the main significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim was not in the Gula Gashmis, in the physical redemption. That's also important. It's important in itself, and it's important as a prerequisite for a true spiritual redemption. You couldn't have a true spiritual redemption without a corresponding physical redemption. But the main thing is the spiritual redemption, not the physical redemption. Now, what does the spiritual redemption consist of? So bitzeacho es om Mitzrayim tavdun es om es lekim al aor hazeh, as the Torah says. Matan Torah! When did Matan Torah take place? At Sinai. That's not so. The bulk of the mitzvahs were revealed at Sinai. But the first revelation, the first mitzvah of the Torah was revealed in Mitzrayim. That's the first Rashi in Bereishis. אמר רב יצחוק, לא יישא צריכו התירו להסחיל, אלו מהחידש הזה לוחם, שמצווה ראשינו שנסתבו בישראל, ומתם הסחיל בברשיס, לפי שאם יאמרו הליסטים לישראל, ושאם יאמרו מסיילו, לישראל ליסטים אתם, שכבשתם בכיח, אמרו להם, שאת כל אילם של הקדיש ברוך הוא, והוא נוצן ונוטל מהם, למי שרוצו להיליטן. So that's why it was, that's why the Torah tells us everything about this אילם and everything about the Marble. So as the Rambam points out, it doesn't mean If not for that reason, so then the Torah wouldn't have told us about Kriyas Ilam. I mean, that's Nikra Yadus. So if not for that reason, the Torah wouldn't have mentioned that. Yeah, even without the term of Fumis Ilam. So the Torah would have mentioned all these things. But then it would have been incorporated in the Torah Shebaal Peh. Wouldn't it be necessary that these things that involve some sages, some mysteries, should be spelled out in Torah Shebaal Chasav? But it would have been incorporated in the Torah Shebaal Peh, like many other things of the Torah that were incorporated in Torah Shebaal Peh. But why did the Torah mention all these things, which are so esoteric and so difficult to comprehend fully? Why? Because we should know what kind of an answer to give. An answer to give. So the main things, so what is the first mitzvah of the Torah? When was the mitzvah revealed? In Sinai? No, not in Sinai. In Mitzrayim, even before Moroch. So that was the beginning of Matan Torah. The beginning of Matan Torah did not take place on the 6th of Sivan, or the 7th of Sivan. But at Sinai, that was the culmination of Matan Torah. But the beginning of Matan Torah took place in Mitzrayim, and the Rishchedesh Nisan, after Shadalachem, was revealed. So that's the pshat in the Agoda, in the Mechilta. Yochem with the Shchedesh? Why not the Shchedesh? What's the Yechatz of the Shchedesh? No, because B'tziacho eso Oma ze Tavdum eso B'tziacho eso Oma ze Mitzrayim Tavdum eso Likim al Hor haze. So the purpose of all of Yitzias Mitzrayim and all the Nisim and the Samakis and everything was in order to prepare the Knesset Yisrael for Kabbalas HaTorah. That was the purpose of everything. Some Meile, this for is Mechayev, that the mitzvah of Sipay Tzias Mitzrayim should take place for Shedesh Nisim, not on Tesvod Nisim. Why Tesvod Nisim? Tesvod Nisim. So no Matorah took place in the Svobunis, just the physical redemption, the Exodus. So, but Yochanan Shikam Leima, Bayimahu, Bayimahu, so it's a special Gzeiras HaKosuv. So it's a special Gzeiras HaKosuv. But then the Baragode, the Mechilte, proceeds and says, Yochanan Begei, so Tam Leima Bavuze. So what's the pshat? Yochum v'yei. V'yei when? When? At sunrise, at amyashacha, at sunrise, at chatzeis. When we begin? So Reb Chaim says, it's not the Sefer. Reb Chaim says, Yochum v'yei, because there is aloche of nisifim v'chiyo akidesh. So at Tvadamilche you can recover Shabbos early and make and say Kiddush and decide Kiddush. So I would say Pesach night too. If he wants to start the Seder early, he can start the Seder early. It's today on account of the daylight saving time. So there are many problems. There are many problems. I'll discuss it now. So in other words, Yochel Mibiyei, B'mezet Paramimche, I should be able to be Mikabel Yom Tev early, and then start the Seidah Mekidesh, like every Shabbos, like every Yom Tev. Talmud Leima Bavozeh, Bavozeh Lo Yomarti, Yal Bishor, Sheishmatzo, and more Minoch Lefanech. So that means there is no tasteless Mechir HaKidesh, Pesach night. There you can say Kiddush, only can recite Kiddush, only after Tzitzak Chavim. And that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. It's a good portion. Simen Tov Ein Beis, Sif Alef. Yie Shulchon Yoruch Mbidyei, Ki Yilechel Miyad Kishe Tachshach, Biafim Hu Bibis Hamedre Shioko, Mipnei She Mitzvah Limayi Alechel Bishu Atnei Keis Shal Yishno. Avol Yeim Ar Kiddush Ashe Tachshach. Ashe Tachshach, Yeim Ar Kiddush Ashe Tachshach. Chafzol Yishal Shabbos Barev Shabbos, Yitzefri Shabbos, Zembe Yomtev. But here there is a special aloche. Yochem b'yei, talmeina babuze l'amartil b'shor sheishmatzu mor minoch munecho. When is that? Atitachshach. So the Mishnah Berurah said, I mean, it's the Baposhet, l'achar tisak chodin, l'loi bin hashmoshes. So you have to wait for tisak chodin. So that's the pshat. This is what Rambam says. Minayim shloil chamishoso shabeleil chamishoso. Not in beginning after Paraminche, but later after Tzitzakachovi. Talmud Leymar, the Garito Levin Chobay, Maulaymeya, Babose, Bisho, Shishmatu, Mormon of Benecho, the Afal Pishain Liben, after Chachomim Dailin, Chayodin Isabis Israel, Chamamara Bidvorim Shiro, Bishohoyu, Hareze Mishuboch. Hareze Mishuboch. So, now the problem is, with the daylight saving time, let's say in Chicago. So I had a shayla. Like this, the shayla is no shayla. I mean, many parents say, oh, what will they do with the children? He refuses to go to sleep in the afternoon. What will they do? I mean, it's not a big problem. So you can always supply inducement and so that the child will go to sleep. If you promise him a nice gift, you know, a caring gift, he'll go to sleep. He'll sleep 1 hour, 2 hours. It will be directly proportional to the amount of the gift. So, the more you promise him, the more he'll sleep. No problem. I mean that. But I had the shyle from the operators of nursing homes. We have many senior citizens regarding the mitzvahs, and they want to do everything to das kedin as far as they can. I mean, most of them cannot eat the entire morer. They're not allowed to eat morer, but matzah and everything, and agode. So it's a big problem. So then you can say, well, let them take a nap in the afternoon. That you can do with children, but not with the senior citizens. That's a big problem. So I didn't know what to do. Finally, I gave them an answer. In other words, they said that the senior citizens have to retire at 8 o'clock. All right, so if it would be 15 after 8, no tragedy. But they have to retire about that time. So I told them that they wanted to start the Seder. They wanted to start the Seder at 6:30. So I said, why couldn't we? I mean, we always make Kiddush in the summer days, you know, in July, in August, so make Kiddush early. So I told them, no, I mean, a certain Bob was leads the door in there. So I told him, because Yochum Begay in Talmud Leima, Bavose, as a matter of fact, I even had a shayle from someone who has to conduct storing in a nursing home in Detroit, and there the problem is more acute, because Detroit is at the end of the Eastern Zone, time zone. So they are Tzitzak Chovim, even the Tzitzak Chovim of the Gror, not talking about 72 minutes, you know. This, the minimum time, the home of the goal is at 9 o'clock. So it's a big part, more than Chicago. In Chicago, so it's a home of the goal would be 8 o'clock. But there it's 9 o'clock. But in Chicago, I told them, I mean, whether that same 8 would be good for Detroit, I don't know. But Chicago, I told them, they wanted to start at 6:30. I said, we can start at 6:30. with all the trimmings, all the paraphernalia of his Seder and everything, Manishtano and whoever will say Manishtano, so I mean. And then, and the rabbi who conduct the story should say all the divrei Torah that he prepared. At the beginning, before Shkia, why does he have to say it after Shkia? When they are all asleep, he couldn't say it. Anyway, so let him say Manishtano and everything, but not make Yiddish. Not make Yiddish. See Lachmanio, and then Manishtano, and let him spend a lot of time in the divrei Torah, Avod Moyinu, everything. And then let them indulge in the singing of Dai Dai Dayeno. So that's all right, that doesn't require, it takes a Kehovim. So Tesis is all right for that. Even without Tesis, it's all right. So, but then, and they should be Marech and Yidavri Torah and everything. And before he starts saying, Lefichoch Anachon Chayobim Lehidis Ule Halayel, so by that time, it should be already 8 o'clock. So it's not, it's no tragedy at all. 8 o'clock, then he'll make Kiddush. So he'll make the Kiddush after Mitchiloi Yavuzor Yaviseinu. And then after the Kiddush, so he will, so he won't wash twice. And so after the Kiddush, he'll say Lefichoch and say Ashekolon and Goras Aviseinu. And then they'll wash and it'll be jet service. And all the Ariches and the singing and the Torah will take place before Kiddush, and the Kiddush will be just before the Kiddush. So that was accepted in Chicago. I don't know, in Detroit, I don't know what they did, because in Detroit it's later, so I don't know. So there's the problem. There's the problem.
What does that mean by She'iru v'shahayu?
What?
She'iru v'shahayu.
Hadvarim she'iru v'shahayu. Well, something to ponder upon. I can give you an answer. All right. Now, mitzvah lo yidia levonim v'afil lo yishualu she'nema v'yigadito l'bincho v'fidaiti shel beno v'filamde. ויאמרו מה נשתנה הלילה הזה מכל הלילס עד שיושב להם ויאמר להם כך וכך עירה כך וכך היו. So in other words, Pesach night there is a chiyuv to do something that will arouse the curiosity of the child. So how many things do we have to do on Pesach night in order to arouse the curiosity of the child? Several things. Because Mishane, Mechaliklem, Kliyis, Vegezim. That's one thing. In other words, we have to give the Tinei case. Kliyis, Vegezim. Ve'ekrim ha'shulchom lifneim. Ve'ekrim ha'shulchom lifneim. Kedem she'ech. That's the second thing that we have to do in order to arouse the curiosity of the child. Ve'chetfin Matzo Zemiyadze Bihayeitse Bidvorim. The third thing that we are mechuyev to do in order to arouse the curiosity that we have to do in order to arouse the curiosity of the child is Chayti Matzo. Now, the Lashon HaRambam is Chayti Matzo Zemize. But the Lashon HaGemara is not Zemize. Chayti. Let's see the Lashon HaGemara. Kuftes, Now, the Gemara starts that Kuf Chesam Beit, the fourth line from the end of the Omid. Tana Rabba, Hakil Chayovim, Baba Kaisis Alolu, Echot Anoshim, the Echot Noshim. ואחות תנקס אומר רב יהודה בחימת אלס יש לי תנקס ביין אלא מחלקים להם קליאס וגייזים בערב פסח כדי שלא ישנו זה שוב פול אסליפ וישאו ואומרו לו פל רבי עקיבא שוי מחלק קליאס וגייזים ותנקס בערב פסח כדי ישנו וישא ישאו Tanya, a blazery, may a hate him, matis, lily psochin, be shvilt in a key, shall oy ish no. Shouldn't fall asleep. So, the lotion of the Gemara is, of the price is, hate him, matis. The Rambam mentions, hate him, zemize, but that's not mentioned in the Gemara. They are several pshotis in hate him, matis, lily psochin. Let's see the right. חית ומצו מגבין את הקורו בשביל התנקס שישאו. That's one shot. In other words, we have to lift the car. We have to lift the car בשביל התנקס. In order to arouse the curiosity. Otherwise, the children might not even notice the fact that there's a car with matzah and Matzen, the Chareses, and Morer, and Sreya, Karpas, they won't notice it. There's so many things on the table, so it might miss their attention. But if it picks up the Kare, so then they'll take notice of it. That's one Pshat Rashi. Vizdim Farshe, Vizdim Foresh, Chit Fin Matze, Ichlin Maia. In other words, we shouldn't spend too much time on the Kneilach. Unfortunately, people, they are marich in the Kneilach too much. So then they are marich so much in the Kneilach, by the time they are finished with the Kneilach, all the children are asleep. So very seldom do the children remain awake, you know, for the less two cases, only for the first two cases. But they are marach and b'kneilach, so that shouldn't be done. So he says, so, ich v'maya, that should do quickly, v'zeh aloshnika. And Rashi likes that losh. But then there are other pshot. Now, let's see the Rashbam now. Chet v'matzo, magbin es akoro b'shvil t'neiki, shevishal. Like the first Loshon Rashi. These, the Mifarshe, Chit Vimatzo, Eich Limayer, Shnei Lishinis Alolu Pirish Rabbeinu, Rashbam means Rashi. The Yesh Gersin, Matzeis, Magbinesak, Matzo, Mitzveis. In other words, not Chit Vimatzeis, but Chit Vim Mitzveis. But it means the same thing, it doesn't make any difference. In other words, Magbin es hakaro sheyesh bo matzo umoro beistafshilu. Vilinire, then the Rashbam gives another pshat. So far we saw two pshat. One pshat is Magbin es hakaro. Whether Agiris matzes, mitzves, doesn't make any difference, but it means Magbin es hakaro. Second pshat is that we eat quickly so that the children should be awake for the end of the Seder, shouldn't fall asleep. כי תרח התינק אחר אחר עושה, וישוב לא ישאלו, נרווי צפקוית מו, יופול לסליפ מו קוויקו. סמם אלה, we shouldn't leave the matches on the table, so that
that the children will stop themselves up with
matches, then they'll fall asleep. So we should take away the matches. Shouldn't be able to eat too much. It's because if they eat too much, they will fall asleep more quickly. So that's the pshat that the Rashbam likes. They won't fall asleep, so then less questions. So the afflicted. Now let's see what the Rambam has his own pshat. And the Rambam has an extra lesson. Not just chitvim matzeis, but chitvim matzo zemiyad ze. Bichayetzi b'dvorim eilu. In other words, so the Chok Yaakov says, Simon Tafayim Beis, he says, that this gave rise to the minhag of children stealing the afikamen from the father. And then bargaining, you know, you wouldn't beg the afikamen, you have to give me so much and so much. Why? To arouse the curiosity. That's one thing that will keep them awake, you know, will involve them in business, so, and in bargaining, so you don't have to be afraid, you won't fall asleep. So that's according to the Rambam pshat. Chaytu matzah zemizeh, not just to give them matzah. Give them matzah, they'll stop themselves up with matzah and then they'll fall asleep. But we advise them to take the matzah and act like businessmen and bargain, you know, plea bargaining. So you make them into effective lawyers, you know, plea bargaining, so then they'll be able to procure the maximum, you know, the maximum gift for themselves. So that will keep them awake. So this practice of taking the matzah and then mentioning terms is based upon the Rambam's pshat in chaytvim matzah. Chaytvim matzah zem yadzeh b'chayetzim v'ornelo. Now the Rambam says, chaytvim matzah omar avrom pirushachem mimarin liochlei k'dishol yishno. That's the second lotion in Rashi, in Rashbam. But the Rambam has its own pshat. So we have four pshotim in chaytvim matzah. So how many shinuyim does the Rambam mention here in order to arouse the curiosity of the children? So he mentions here mechaliklem kloyis vegezim ekrim ashulchom lifneyem v'chaytvim matzo zem yadze. But there is another, something else that is done. So three shinuyim. There is another shinu that is enacted. There are many shinu, but there is one more shinu that takes place at the Seder that was enacted by the Chachomim in order to arouse the curiosity. And that is the Tibulim. Shepcho alayla yisino namadbim afil panachas. Halayla azeh shteipom. So it is interesting. Of all, so there are four shinuyim that we do, that the Chachomim or Misake, we should do at the Seder in order to arouse the curiosity of the child. But in the four kashes, in Manishtano, we only give vent to the shinu of Tutibul. Shepcho alei sinun adbim atu kamachas. Halei lazesh tibom. Why don't we say, Man ishtana ala zemiko aleis, shepo aleis, eim haherim michalkim, e klois vegezim. But why not? Haherim michalkim, klois vegezim? Why not? Shepo aleis, eim aleikim sa shulchon. בלילה הזה אני איתכם את השולחן. I discriminate against the practice of close the gazing and the practice of Acheras HaShulchan. Why do you only emphasize this, you know? Why not the others? It's a question. It has to be explained. And it is interesting, the Rambam is so exact and dimensions the various shinuyim that we have to do in order to arouse the curiosity of the child. So he only mentions mechalik l'employees v'gezim, and dimensions echrim ha'shulchon and chet v'matzo. Why doesn't he mention together with the Shinoim, the Tutibulim? He does mention the Tutibulim, but not together with the Shinoim. Why? Why is it? And why? So that's one question. The other question is, how is it that the Shino of Shnei Tibulim was incorporated in the Manishtano? And the Shino of Nechalek Lemkoyis Vegezim Veichem Ashochem Lepneim, and the Shino of Achiras HaShulchan and the Shino of Chet Matzo were not incorporated in Manishtano. Why? I think I have an answer. And the reason I have an answer is because, fortunately or unfortunately, I have been the youngest, the baby of the house. So because of that, some tzorich, as you see. So I have an answer to this, to these two kashas on the Rambam. Now let's say, if that had been incorporated in Manishtana, and the child would say Manishtana, who is the biggest yachzin, who says Manishtana? The youngest one, all right. There's a many homes, in order not to insult the other children, they shouldn't become frustrated. So they are also given an opportunity to say Manishtana, but that's only Tfilah Desholem, I mean. Real Yachsin is the baby of the house. The baby of the house. He says he's the first one to say Manishtana. But it's like that. He says he's the first one to say Manishtana. And suppose the Chachomim would have incorporated the Shinuim in Manishtana. So the baby of the house, let's say, sometimes the baby of the house is 25 years old, you see. But sometimes he's only 4 years old and 3 years old. So he's a smart child. So then, at the age of two, he could learn the Manishtana. And he would say, if the Chachomim had incorporated the Din Shinuyim in the Manishtana, just imagine. I mean, if he would say, Tati Yechul Dofregen Lifir Kashis, Ersh the Kashis, Favosetes, is alle Nacht für ihr Teilt den Menschen Candy. Teilt den mir Candy. Zweite Kasche ist, war was it is, and then when you are Ika the Shulchan. So how is it done? I can tell you how it was done in my house. I was done in my house. What was the sitting arrangement in my house? I remember it. So, Harianiki Ben Shirim Shonam. So, Yudhiyah, Bezras Hashem, I'll be 7 years old. Not like the Blessed Razari said, Harianiki Ben Shirim Shonam, because he had a great beard. Oh, I don't know, I mean, I had a great beard too, but I am almost on the verge of 70 years. So I remember I was the baby of the house. So I remember from the time that I was only 4 years old. I remember it vividly, much better than the things that happened last week in Chicago or in New York. I mean, doesn't make any difference. I remember it very vividly. So my father was sitting at the head, at one head of the table. My mother was sitting at the other end. It was a big table. And boss, I remember it very well. So next to my father was sitting my oldest brother, the Rav of Yeshiva. Next to him, my other brother, Rav Shmuel Zechen Levrach. And then next to Rav Shmuel was sitting my two sisters, my older sister Shulamit and my younger sister Hani. And then at the end of the table, near my mother, I was sitting. When my father picked up the kare, big kare it was. So he picked it up and he put it dark near me. Not near the Kishper, not near my sisters, not near my mother, dark near me, right? How to do it? Because we have to, as I mentioned before, the youngest child is the hero of the Seder. The other children is dark shore. So you think I would ask the question, Tate, was it this? Stolt na weg di kare. Let me, I was thrilled that the kare was I thought the whole kare is from me. So I would be afraid to say, Tate, was stolt na weg di kare le mir. Was git mir at this kloi, candy zu essen. I would be afraid, my father would say, who's nicht, is nicht. So, melee, that's why the Chachamim, I'm not joking, the thing I'm joking, I'm very serious, it's the clean pshat. So, that's why the Chachamim did not incorporate these shilas in the Manishtano. Because I would become frustrated if I had to say, Tate, Favoset, git mir Kois vergesen zu essen, Tate, was git mir Rastotna weg, also a grise Karre le mir. Tate, Favoset, es git mir die Matze zu behalten von Afrikanen. I mean, what should I, that you should be given to my oldest brother? I mean, I would feel very depressed. At least one night a year, I'm the hero. So this should be taken away from me too. I would fall asleep in this. So that's why the Chachamim were not exact, did not incorporate the Shinui in the Manishtano, because the purpose is to keep the children awake. But these Shinui have to take place in order to stimulate the children. Stimulate the children and arouse their ambition. Look, I mean, the whole car is placed near me. And my father gives me the matzah, Bautos from Afrikanen, no one else. And I didn't tell anyone. You know, some children they tell the older brother, and I was different. I didn't tell anybody, bro. I didn't trust anybody. So I hid it. You see? So that's why the Chachamim didn't incorporate the Manishtano. But the other Shino, Tuti Burim, I didn't care. So to say, was it a sway more? So what? First of all, I didn't think that my father would say, no, he's Nish. That I didn't think. And suppose he would say he's Nish, so I wouldn't mind either. So no, to the Moses. But so it's nicht, not the kare, that would be very frustrating, you see. You think I'm joking? I mean, that's the real pshat. That's the real pshat, because the whole Seder was enacted by the Chachamim in order to arouse the curiosity of the children, and especially the youngest child. So they are all based upon the psychology of the child. So it conforms to all the psychological insights that operate within the psyche of the child. But, so Estesa says, now the Psochim, that it doesn't mean Gemara in Psochem Daf Kuf Tezvor says, Amr de Rabiana, Lomo, Oitchem Sashulcho. Why is the Achvir Sashulcho? Daf Kuf Tezvor on the Beis. The 10th line from the end of the Omer. Lomo Eichens Ashulchon, Amre de Rabianai, Ki Sheakiru Tineikes Vishal, Abaya of Yosef Kamei de Rab. Apparently there were no children in the house then. So Abaya, he was a Talmud of Rab. So he was sitting before Rab at the Seder. Chose di Komadle Tachem Kamei. So he saw that they took away the car and they put it in another place. I mean, as Thesis points out, Bisman Chazal, that each one was sitting by Shulchan himself, not at one big Shulchan. So then the practice was they took away the car from the Shulchan. Now that we sit at one big table, so it's taken away from the Barabais and it is placed before the child. So he saw Chose di komad le tachem kamei, omalu, adayin lo ikach lino. So he didn't know Abaye at that time. Something that everybody knows, but Abaye at that time didn't know. So he thought that the reason as to why it's taken away because it's not needed anymore. So he says, why is it taken away from the table? If we still didn't eat, so why is it taken away? Or say, so Adayin Lukachlion also come Akre Tache, Mikamon, before we even had an opportunity to eat, so we take away the carrot. So Omale Rabbe Potatom Lima Manishtan. Since you raised that question, so then I don't have to say Manishtan. So from this Gemara on the surface, it appears that once somebody asks the question, why is there this shino that the car is taken away from the table so you don't have to say manishtana? It's not so. So Teisa says, Kvishiyat Rati Kviyishel Kleimar Mitekach Yobi Lishel Vishodro. The purpose is not just to allow the Kviyas of the child and so the child will ask, why do we take away the car from the Shulchan? Imagine if that had been the purpose and the child would ask, why do you take away as a biased? But suppose every child would ask in the home, why do we change the position of the car before, and he wouldn't ask any other questions. You know what would be? So then what would the father have to say? Well, we're taking it away in order that you should ask. I mean, what other answer will he give? I mean, because we take away the car from the table in order that the Tzinekis should ask. So suppose the Tzinekis do ask. So what do we tell him? Just tell him the truth. We're taking away the car in order he should ask. Will he be happy with such an answer? He'll think that the father is just talking in a strange way. He's bizarre. He's taking away the car, I should ask. So, but fortunately, the children are too smart to ask the question. Abaye asked. He was not a child, Abaye. But a child never asks. I mean, did I ask when I was 4 years old, why do you put the car in your me? I was thrilled. I was very happy, and even if I didn't understand the reason as to why they put it near me, what do I care? I understand, I have to understand everything. It's good for me. Be kare all for me, matze all for me, to hide. So if I don't understand the reason, so I have to make a federal case out of it. I don't understand, I'm happy. I don't have to understand. I'm a hero. But Abaye was not a child. He asked, he wanted to understand. But suppose if children had been motivated by the same psychology is a baye, so it wouldn't be conducive to any answers about Yetzias Mitzrayim. The child would ask, why do you do that? So then the father would have to tell him, no, you should ask, or he wouldn't answer anything. He would feel embarrassed. So then it would be, so then the child would feel frustrated and everybody would feel frustrated. And the child would fall asleep. Nobody child. But the children, they are children, they don't ask. The Chachomim were misakein that we should make a chiras hashulchan, we should be mechalik, chluis vegezim, and we should be chaitif matzos and mizeh in order to stimulate the child. And by stimulating the child, so his general curiosity will be aroused. Then he'll ask questions about matzah and moreh. If the child is stimulated, then he'll ask all kinds of questions. Why matzah, why moreh, why this, why that? But he will not ask why Akiras HaShulchan. He's thrilled with Akiras HaShulchan. Would be crazy if he'll ask why Akiras HaShulchan. That's the happiest thing for him. Akiras HaShulchan, the Chitfi Matzon, Chloe's Legazi. A whole year he has been waiting. I was waiting a whole year for that, for Pesach night. I was the hero. Everything me. I mean, Chloe's Legazi me, Matzon me to hide. And Akiras HaShulchan, be carried near my seat, not near anybody else. And to open the door for Yohan Novi, me, everybody me. So why should I ask? I really didn't understand why me. But I was happy. So that stimulated me. So I asked other questions. I'm not going to appear questions. But it stimulated me, and it stimulates every child. This is what this said. The purpose is not that you should ask one question. The purpose is to stimulate him. He shouldn't feel frustrated. He should be encouraged. And by stimulating him, his intellectual and spiritual curiosity will be galvanized. Then he'll ask questions. Adbeli die, not only on Pesach night, the next morning and after Pesach. And when he goes to Cheder, he'll also continue his questions. Because at the Seder night, he's stimulated. The purpose is not just to arouse the child, you should ask one question. To be a big flop, if the whole thing would be to arouse the child and ask him the question, why do you move the car near me? No, but that he was not going to ask. Abai asked, because Abai was not a child. So he wanted to know exactly the reason. And he had no negias, but the child has negias. He doesn't understand why him, what he's happy with it. Why ask? Will not do anything that might suggest to the father and the mother not to do it. Then he loses everything. There's the pshat and tasteless. Kiddush yachir atinu kiyishal. Gleimam tichkach yodu lishal bishol dvori. Arul bameh shishual yomo neid chen ashulchon. Lo yifte man ishtano. Vahad pavida, pavida baye. So why did Rabbi say potatum ni man ishtano? Abaye did not as yet ask other questions about his Mitzrayim, about the Danish, about Mishrabim. So Tisvi says, Lipirish Agmor, Trua Shalom says, don't worry, Abaye asked other questions, Rabbi too. That was the beginning of the discussion. And then he asked many questions. So he said to him, Potato Melina Manisha. Alright. Now, look at that. צורך להסחיל בגנוס ולסיים בשבח כיצד מסחיל ומספר שבתחילו הוא יביסנו מטרח ומלפונות kefrin v'tein achar ha-hebel v'ritvin achar ha-vides ha-lilin. Now, let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara in Tzoche. Gufte sein, und mit auch. Master Bignus im Sein wie schwach. Mai Bignus, Rav Oma Mitzchile, die hat dies gelungen, er bis heinu. Und Schmuel Oma Ravodim Oyinu. So, now there is a machlekes rishen. Some rishenim explain the Gemara that there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. That according to Rav, we have to say mitchilo idealim ma'aseinu v'achshav bonam mokom abidasei. And according to Shmuel, we have to say avodim ayin. Say avodim ayin. Some rishenim say no. Everybody's Rav is made that we have to say Avodim Yim. Shmuel is made that we have to say Mitzchilo Yidei Avodim Yim. The question is, what is first? So Rav says, first we say Mitzchilo Yidei Avodim Yim, and then we say Avodim Yim. And Shmuel says the reverse, that first we say Avodim Yim, and then we say Mitchilo Ibdi Alil Mayabzi. Now, what does it mean? I mean, why does one say that first we have to say Mitchilo Ibdi Alil Mayabzi? And that one says that first we have to say Avodim Ayinu Fa Mitzvah. Why? The answer is because Avodim Ayinu Fa Mitzvah, Avodim Ayinu Fa Mitzvah, Yetzin Arishem, Yot Hazokov Zoyin Tuyo, is expressive of the Shibud Aguf and the Chiyon Tzadik. Mitchilo Yidelum Yaviseinu V'achshich V'bon HaMokno Avdose is expressive of the Shibud HaNefesh and the Chiyon Tzadik. So the question is, most Rishenim explain that Rav and Shmuel are made it, that we have to say both, because Yos Mitzrayim has both aspects. How could there be Machleikes? As a matter of fact, the Rishenim would say that the reason Machlekes is difficult. How could anyone say that according to Rav, we don't even have to say Avodim Ayinu? Why? Physical Shibud Aguf and Chilus Aguf is not important. And according to Shmuel, we only have to mention Avodim Ayinu and Vayitzein Hashem Mitzrayim. Shibud Aguf and Chilus Aguf, and how about Shibud HaNefesh and Chilus HaNefesh, that we don't have to mention? I mean, it's inconceivable. So that's difficult. But there are some Rishenim. But most Rishenim say that everybody is made and we have to mention both. The question is, what should be mentioned first? What should be mentioned first? So Rav says, Mitchiloi diavides gulul moyavisei. Because inasmuch as the ultimate goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim was Chilus HaNefesh, Yitziacho Omes Mitzrayim Tavdum Eserikim Al Ahor Hazeh, so maybe we have to emphasize that by spelling out that first. That's what Rav says. And Shmuel says too, the ultimate goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim was Chilus HaNefesh. That goes without saying. There couldn't be a Machlekes, but there couldn't be a Chilus HaNefesh, a genuine Chilus HaNefesh, without a preceding Chilus HaNefesh. Just impossible. Jews are not Malachi Ashos. They're not Malachi Ashos. they are human beings at best. Mamlecha skiyan in the Kodesh, but human beings, not Mamlecha, not Mamlecha shots. So without a radical of Chayos HaGuf, how could there be a Chayos HaNefesh? How could there be? Right, they were Yechid in Sgulo, Yechid in Sgulo, who could sing and mine unless they were pushed in the Geshem. But that's a tremendous material. It's Shalib Derech HaTeva. So Derech HaTeva, in order to have Chayos HaNefesh, there must be Madikum of Chayos HaNefesh. So Meile, Shmuel says, no. First we have to spell out the significance of Chayos HaGuf, even though the ultimate goal is Chayos HaNefesh. But you couldn't have Chayos HaNefesh without it preceding Chayos HaGuf. That's the pshat by Moshe. Now the Rambam's Loshon is very strange, very strange. And the Mefarshim discussed that. Now let's see. V'tzorich lahaschil b'gnus ולסיים בשבח כיצד מסחיר כיצד מסחיר ומספר שבתחילו היו אביסינו ומיתרח ומלפונוב כיפרי ביטי נחר ההבר ובירית פינחר אבידה סלילי ומסיים בדס האמס שכבונו המוקם לוי וגלונו מאומס וכבונו ליחודי וכן מסחיר ומדיע שעבודים הוינו לפרד מצרים וכל ראש אדמלונו ניסיים וניסים ונפלויס שנעשו לנו ופחיוסים. So the question is, the Rambam's Loshon is very strange. First, it appears when the Rambam says Kitzat Masril, that the Rambam explains the so-called Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, that the Achilik, what is first, whether the discussion of Shibut HaGuf and Chayos HaGuf is first, and then a Shibut HaNefesh and Chayos HaNefesh, or vice versa, that Shibut HaNefesh and Chayos HaNefesh is first, and then Shibut HaGuf and Chayos HaGuf, because he says Masr, but then he says Masril in respect to the other kind of Shibud also. Kisat Masril Misapeir Shebitchilo Hoyu Aviseinu Meumeis Mitchilo Hoyu Aviseinu Vimiterach Umulfonov Keifrim Viteim Acha Hevel Vireitrim Acha Vidisalilim ומסיים בדס האמס שכבונו עמוקים לוי וגלונו מאומס וכבונו ליחודי. So that tends to indicate that the Rambam paskens like Rav. Well, מסחיל מתחיל לוי ולוי מה לסיים. שיבל הנפש and חיוס הנפש. So then, so the Rambam should say, והכך, מוידיה שעבודים היינו לפער מצרים. But the Rambam doesn't say v'achakach moidiyah she'avodim oyinu lifar Mitzrayim. He says v'chein maschilu moidiyah she'avodim oyinu lifar Mitzrayim. So there is another pshat in Rishayim, that there is no machlekes altogether that between Rav and Shmuel. But maro machode umaro machode v'lo yitlige. So in other words, it doesn't really make a big difference what you mentioned first. Doesn't make a big difference. Our practice is, that's the universal practice. First we say, Avodim Oyinu Yifar Mitzrayim, Vayitzein Al Yishem Mitzrayim. And then we say, Mitchilo Yidelum Oyavisein, V'ach Shekavon Amok Lamedasim. But I don't think that that's crucial. There's no matter, and the Agashem, you'll see in the Miri, in the Maram Chalev, in the Tzochim. So you'll see that there is no Machlekes. So the Rambam also explained the Gemara that way. But he says, but the Rambam says that's not the way we do it. Because the Rambam says, כיצד מסחילו מספיר שבתחילו היה ויסיינו במיתח. But they couldn't even conform to our meaning, even though we start first by saying Kavodim Avinu Lefaham Mitzrayim, and then we say Mitzchila Yisein. But when the Rambam says Maschil, it doesn't mean Maschil that that's the first thing. He says Maschil, in other words, that even though the important thing is to discuss the significance of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Chiyus HaNefesh, Chiyus HaNefesh, but we cannot start discussing the Chiyus HaNefesh or Chiyus HaGuf without indulging in the discussion of the previous Shibud HaGuf. We don't say Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim. No, we have to spell out the Shibud that existed. Avodim Olinu Lefa Mitzrayim. And then, so it's Maschil not in the sense that's the first thing in the Haggadah after Manishtan, but Maschil that in the discussion of Chiyus of Shibud HaNefesh and Chiyus HaNefesh, so first we have to spend time discussing the details in the Shibud HaNefesh, what kind of Shibud HaNefesh. Then we can proceed to discuss the Chiyus HaNefesh, but just to discuss Chiyus HaNefesh. Kavon Amok Rabbi Dosen, we don't say immediately, Kamu Maile Stavis Lamok Nole, but first we say, Yitchilo Yivdei Alulim Oyav Yiseinu, and then after we are mastering the Shibud and we culminate in the discussion of the Chiyus, being in respect to the Chiyus HaNefesh and being in respect to the Chiyus HaGuf. So mastering not in the sense that this is the first thing, but so he says, V'chei kizat mastering misapriya shebitchilo yaviseinu מיתרח ומלפונו כיפרים ביטאין אחר ההבל וריתחין אחר הבדיס הלילים ומסיים מדס האמה שכוון עמוקים לוי ובלונו מנעום איז וכוון הוא יחודי וכמאסחר למידיע שעבו שכמאסחר not it. The question was some of the mephoroshim, so as the question he says Maschil first to Abiseinu Miterach, and then he says Maschil. No, he doesn't mean Maschil. That's the first thing. Before he discusses Chiyus HaNefesh, or before he discusses Chiyus HaGuf, he has to discuss Shibud HaNefesh, and he has to discuss first Shibud HaGuf. V'chein Maschil Midi Ashavon Moyinu Tar Mitzrayim. וכל הרוע של מולנו מסיים ניסים לפלויס שנעשה לנו ופרוסינו. And then the Rambam says, והוא שיתרש מירם ידידובי עד שיתמר כל הפרש. That's a little strange. So, the Rambam should say, וצורך לדרש מהרמי ידידובי עד שיהיד מקור הפרש. But why did he say it? וכנס חלומידי ישב עוד עם הגינו לפעם מצרים וכל הרוע של מולון ומסיים במיסים ונפלוי שנעשו לנו ובחירוסינו והוא שידרש מהרמי ידידובי. But it's משמע that the והוא שידרש מהרמי ידידובי modifies the maschil umidiya shavodim olinu lefar mitzrayim, not the bitchilo yavisinu mitarach mulfon of kifrim bitayim acha ha'ebel v'reitfin acha ha'abidis alul. Why? Rami Vidovi is important, but why does he emphasize the importance? In other words, there are two ingredients in the Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim. one ingredient, two main ingredients. One main ingredient is the discussion of Chirus and Nefesh, and the other main ingredient is the discussion of Chirus Haguf. But you cannot start discussing Chirus and Nefesh without being master in Shivud HaNefesh. You cannot start discussing Chirus Haguf without first discussing Shivud HaNefesh. But there are two ingredients, two main ingredients. One is a discussion of Chirus HaNefesh, and the other one is a discussion of Chirus HaGuf. So the Rambam mentions the prerequisite of Aram Yevidovi in connection with the discussion of Chirus HaGuf, not in connection with the discussion of Chirus HaNefesh. Why not? Why is that a prerequisite to a genuine discussion of Chirus HaNefesh? Why isn't the spelling out of Aram Yevidovi a prerequisite to a genuine and thorough discussion of Chirus HaNefesh? Why? But in order to understand this, we have to understand the whole parsha of Aram Yevidovi. Sayomat, it is interesting, the whole Seder of the Agoda. Yishom do Abiseinu Vulonu, Shalayachot Bevad Omad Olim Lechaluseinu, Eshebacholdei Obedei Rindim Olim Lechaluseinu, Vakolish Boch Maslen Yor. Sayomat, Mabiki Shlofen Arami Lassis Liyakab Vulim, Sheparali Gozal Lashorim, Vilofen Biki Shlakra Sake, Shenemar Arami Vidov. וירד מצרים והיוגה שום במסים יורד ויהי שום לגי גודל עוצם ברוב הרמי יבידובי, all right. So הרמי יבידובי means his reference to Lobo. Even though there are some forshim say that הרמי יבידובי is reference to יעקב אבינו, I mean it's reference to אברום, רשב"ם, but from the Baal HaGoda it's mashma that Arami Yevidovi is that Arami has reference to Lobo, not to Yaakov Avinu. The Arishenim say that Arami Yevidovi, Arami has reference to Yaakov Avinu. The Arishenim, I think the Rashbam and Chumash, he says Arami has reference to Avraham Avinu. But here from Baal HaGoda it appears that Arami has reference not to Yaakov Avinu, not to Avraham Avinu, but to Lobo. And Eved is to be understood not in the sense of someone who is lost, who is lost, as it is according to the Mefarshim, this is reference to Yaakov Avinu. So Eved, in the sense, he gets lost. But Eved is to be understood in the sense of destroying my father Yaakov. Arami, Lobo, the Arami, who tried to destroy my father Yaakov. Father Yaakov. Vayered Mitzrayimu vayoga shom mibsen yod. So, how did Lavan try to destroy Yaakov? How did he try? Sheparali gozara lasorem vi Lavan bikish lakir asak. Why? So there is a pshat, because he conspired to kill Yaakov, all right, but I don't think that this pshat is muchach. And Sheparli Gozra was horrible, all right. So, assuming, according to that pshat, he conspired to kill Yaakov. As Yaakov was escaping from him, so he tried to kill Yaakov. But does that mean that worse than Pare, Shel Gozra Lasforim? So, and he was gazer only on one Jew. Pare was gazer on all the Jews. Not the women, all right, so. And Lavo, did he try to kill his daughters? Ochleye, Zilpo, Bilo. So he also was as generous as Pare any time. So why does the Baal HaGadol say Shepare Ligozer Al Ashorim Yilovon Bikish Lakra Sakir? But there is a very important insight implicit in this expression. Shepare Ligozer Sheh Vilo Shepare Tzeyu Madma Bikish Lovon Aram Ilasis Liyakob Avinu. Because the Rambam mentions the droshe of Arami Lidovi, dafki in conjunction with the discussion of Chirus Aguf. Not in conjunction with the discussion of Chirus HaNefesh. Because when a person ponders upon the significance of Chirus Aguf, he might be trapped by thinking that any person who is willing to grant, you know, physical redemption to the Jew, he's an angel. Even if his attempt to grant physical redemption to the Jew is coupled with an attempt to enslave the Jew spiritual. That's a mean. All of us are tempted that way. I include myself too. I try to sort above these instinctive feelings. But I'm also tempted in that direction. You see in the press, so, praising so many so-called leaders. There was a time when every Jewish journalist, including even the Orthodox journalist, praised the head of the Reform Movement, who at that time was the president of the conference of the president's organization, such a leader, that's amazing. So, why? Because he was talking to President Carter about Israel. He was interested in the physical redemption of the Jews.